Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around the school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.
Welcome to episode 15 of WEEM Weekly. In this episode, each member of WEEM Weekly sat down with one of the seven members of WEEM that is seniors. So, I mean, we're just going to talk about their past 4 years at Pendleton Heights, and I'm going to start us off with segment one. I'm here with
Talon Gillespie.
And Talon, tell us a little about yourself. Like, well, I guess your grade's pretty obvious since you're a senior.
Yeah. So I started radio my sophomore year, and that was when I was in the intro class, because I actually wasn't able to start radio my freshman year as I was online due to COVID. So I started sophomore year, got into advanced class junior year last year, and I've stayed in social media the whole time and joined podcasts recently.
Yeah, you only just joined podcasts for this last quarter of your senior year. And how has the high school experience changed since your freshman year? Since your sophomore year, since you only joined when you were a sophomore.
Well, yeah, because my freshman year I was, you know, completely online, so I didn't really get a freshman year per se. Sophomore year was really weird, masks all the time, sometimes going in virtual. Just a lot of like COVID protocol. Junior year, all that like basically completely let up just the second junior year started, and then senior year has been completely normal. So it's kind of just been a transition between COVID protocol and an actual normal functioning high school.
Yes. And speaking of how things were at the time, how was radio when you first started? Like you said, you were in social media, but how different was it compared to now?
Well, when I started social media, it was less hands-on than it is right now. It was kind of, I got an order from Layla, our director. I did it, boom, done. Now it's more like I've got projects to work on. I've got stuff outside of school, like videoing sports games, that kind of stuff. It's less of do an assignment and more of plan something out and actually create something.
I mean, that sounds fun. You get projects, you get to be creative. It's not like, oh, do these 12 questions. It's, oh, come up with an idea on how we could broadcast or promote this kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a lot more planning, and it's a lot better executed now than it was my early junior year.
Yeah, and speaking of these fun things you did, like going to do camera work at the football and basketball games, what's your favorite memory from radio?
Ooh, my favorite memory? Probably just the football games in general. They always have a lot of energy when you go to football games, from the stands, from the players on the field, because, you know, you're right there next to all the players. You can hear them. You can hear how excited they get, all of that. Definitely favorite memory was both the times I almost got hit by a football. So, I mean, it was pretty cool. Just being down there, though, is probably my favorite memory from radio this year.
So just being on the football field was one of your favorite memories. And you weren't a football player. You're just taking camera.
Just using camera work.
Just getting that video for social media and all that.
Yep.
Well, if that's your favorite memory from radio, does that coincide with your favorite memory of high school, or is that different?
Yeah, I'm going to say those, just being at football games and that kind of stuff, those have probably been my best, like, memories from high school. I mean, obviously there's been other good things, you know, just hanging out in classes with friends, that kind of stuff. But I think just being down there at the football games, kind of like being real up close with the action and all that, I think that's been my favorite part of it.
Yeah, so they kind of stay the same. Your favorite memory in radio was being at the football games. Your favorite memory in high school was being at the football games,
yeah.
Which I guess it's kind of makes sense since radio was in high school.
Right. Yeah, I think the football games were, I mean, I had never been down there before.
Yeah.
So I think being down there was really cool. The first time I was down there, I was kind of nervous, but it's just such a cool, it's completely different than sitting up in the stands.
Yeah. Like, I personally never came down onto the field during a match, but it does seem like the energy and just everything going on is kind of overwhelming almost.
Yeah, it's completely different than sitting up, you know, up in the stands. You got, you know, a bunch of peers around you. They're getting hyped when we, like, you score something. But down on the field, you can really, like, see what's going through players' heads. You can hear the coaches. It's completely different than being up in the stands.
Yeah, and I've even heard conversations of, like, some of our radio members who are on the football team will, like, almost do a play-by-play for their other players.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it sounds really entertaining. There's a lot more going on than you think while they're on the field.
Right. It's not just like watching the game and kind of, it's more, it's analyzing the game, kind of, you know, figuring out what you can do differently while the game's going on instead of just like watching it.
Yeah. So veering away from the extracurricular outside of school stuff, let's go inside of school. And what's your favorite class from high school?
My favorite class, I mean, the no-brainer, probably radio. It's taught me a lot. It's made me, I've got a lot of friends from radio, that kind of stuff. So I'd have to say radio.
Let me ask this interesting question then. Outside of radio, what's been your favorite class?
Outside of radio. Ooh. See, that's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to go with AP US History. I really like history and especially the US history. So I think that might have been my favorite class other than radio.
Was that Glenn, Mr. Glenn?
Yeah, Mr. Glenn. And that was last year.
Yeah, so junior year class. Mm-hmm. Would you say he was your favorite teacher, or would you go with a different teacher for favorite?
I'd say if I couldn't choose white hair, I'd probably say Glenn was my favorite teacher. Because he makes it interesting.
Yeah, but if you had to choose from any of the teachers, you choose white hair?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, for that. Just continuous radio, guys. This is why he's in radio. He loves radio.
It's great.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, I would say radio is probably your favorite extracurricular, but now I'm curious to hear if there's another answer.
Oh, I love me some bowling. I love bowling.
Do you do the bowling team here at the high school?
No, I just go for fun. But I do just, I love it. I go every Friday. And if I can't go Friday, I go with Zach.
Yeah.
You know. And if I can't go Fridays, I try and go either Saturday or Sunday. It's just like a weekly activity. It's just something to do.
And I'd like to point out, he says he does it for fun, yet
I'm competitive with it.
Mr. Gillespie here has his own personalized bowling ball and bowling shoes.
Yeah, dude, they're great. They match.
They're both black and orange. Coordinated.
They're black and orange. I love them.
You are very dedicated to the art of bowling.
I know. It's fun. I want to get to that, you know, I want to get me a 300 game one day.
He's going to get that perfect game one day. Let's just keep watch to see if Talon gets that perfect game. Anyway, veering off of your bowling conversation, let's go back to you being a senior. How do you feel being this close to graduation?
The senioritis has kicked in from like the entire senior year, honestly. But I'm excited to be done. I'm excited to go do what I really want to go do, you know, actually pursue like life goals and stuff like that. So I'm excited to, you know, be done and go ahead and graduate.
Yeah. And what are your plans for after high school? Are you going to college?
Not immediately. I'm gonna go down to the fire station, do some EMT training, head off to work with a hospital for a little while, and then go to college for, I think, 2 years, I want to say is what it is.
2 years. So more like a trade school rather than a 4 year college, you know?
I'm still like going to college, but I don't think I need to go for 4 years. I'm pretty sure it's just two.
It depends on the degree you're going
right,
for.
Right.
What colleges are you looking at right now?
Currently none. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm currently just trying to, I've been more like invested in like the EMT like programs and that kind of stuff. And, you know, finding a hospital to go work at, that kind of stuff.
So you want to work in a hospital. Do you think of doing anything with your radio work outside of high school?
Not particularly. No. I mean, if I like get into like the EMT stuff and it gets, I don't like enjoy it, it's not something I actually want to do for like the rest of my life, I might switch back into like, you know, use some of the stuff I've learned here to find a new job or something like that.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you do video editing, you do graphic making,
videography, that
videography.
Kind of stuff, yeah.
You're really good at doing the After Effects, which makes all the fun graphics and such we have in these podcasts and different shorts and stuff that we make.
That's actually what I started working on my junior year. That's like basically that's like the only thing I did my whole junior year, which was a big switch up for this year. Kind of going back to that question you asked earlier, it was a big switch up from just doing that to doing like everything else.
Yeah. So you started with only graphic making or only After Effects making?
Just After Effects. Like I worked basically my whole, like I came in one day and I sat down on the Mac and I was like, man, I kind of want to see what this is. And I looked into like the After Effects, you know, I started doing some research on it. I kind of started playing around with some of the stuff like, man, this is really cool. And you can do a lot with it. It's not just like just effects you can throw on. You can make like whole like sequences with After Effects. So I started playing around with that and I used basically my entire junior year to learn that and kind of get good at making stuff in that. And then this year I've kind of been working on, you know, video editing, filming for videos, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So your workload went from just After Effects to a whole smorgasbord.
Right. And then I incorporate the After Effects into it, kind of, you know, using my prior knowledge to make my Premiere Pro editing considerably easier.
Yeah. So it's just, it's a progressive increase in what you do, but you're still using what you originally started doing to better what you currently do.
Right.
And for our final question, Talon, if you have a senior quote, what is it?
Ooh, I love my senior quote. My senior quote is, stupid is as stupid does.
Would you like to tell us what that's from?
That is from Forrest Gump.
Talon is a Forrest Gump fan.
I love it, dude.
There you have Talon's senior quote.
You know, if you could have, if more than one person could have a duplicate quote, there'd be like eight of them.
That's a fair argument. There would be multiple. So you can't just choose one senior quote. You say one, but then you're like, I found another and another and another.
Nah.
No.
Stupid is as stupid does.
Talon's 6-1. I would have put multiple personally, but Talon's like, one quote, I'm good.
Yep.
Well, thank you for joining me, Talon. And coming up shortly, Gracie Wolf sat down with Bella Myers and Kennedy Quinn to talk about their senior year. So stay tuned for that. This is WEEM Weekly.
That was Sam Duffer with Talon Gillespie. Now here's Gracie Wolf with Bella Myers and Kennedy Quinn.
Welcome back to another episode of WEEM Weekly. This is segment 2. I'm your host, Gracie Wolf. I am here with Bella Myers and Kennedy Quinn. Thank you guys so much for being here today. Today, we're going to be talking about senior year and your journey from freshman year to senior year.
Boy, am I ready?
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So my first question for you guys is, tell me a little bit about your journey from freshman year in WEEM to senior year in WEEM.
All right. You want to go first, Bella?
You can go first.
Okay. I'll go first. Okay. So when I was a freshman, I was in intro class, obviously. And the only reason I chose to be in radio was because of the TV at the end and not the radio part. Like, I didn't even realize that we were going to be, like, in radio. I don't know why. Like, I wasn't thinking that well.
Even though the class said radio, you went, nah, just TV.
TV, guys. TV. That's where I'm at. And the funny thing is, now that I'm a senior, I literally don't do, like, anything like video. Like, I only do, like, radio, like the morning show and stuff.
What are you talking about? You're doing animation. That's video.
That's true. That's a little bit TV, but I feel like, I don't know. I like the radio part.
See, you totally flipped.
I went
from going from TV, now you're the radio part.
I am.
What about you, Bella?
I would probably have to say, I like went to the camps before I even like came in here. So I was kind of familiar of like what we were going to do. But unlike Kennedy, I was not in the TV realm. So like, I was excited to do all the radio and, like, the on-air and everything. And then, like, when... So, freshman year, obviously, we were in the intro and all the, like, video and, like, the projects and everything.
Yeah.
But sophomore year, we did on-air for, like, the year. And then after that, I never did on-air again. Like, it was always the show. Only the morning show. But, yeah. And, like, it's just, like... I don't know. I don't even know how to do on air anymore, to be honest.
You're just like me. You are just, for
yeah,
those who don't
like,
know, this is voice tracking.
Yeah.
That's voice tracking.
So, yeah.
I love that, you know, okay, so Kennedy went from TV to radio, and then Bella's over here from on air to, like, just voice tracking.
Yeah. Like,
to be honest, I kind of forgot how to do it, too. I had to substitute a few days ago, and I was like, here on 917 WEM.
No, no, we're live. We're live. Yeah. We can't mess up. We can't re-record it. All right. I love that for you guys. So how have you grown overall from your freshman year?
Okay. So when I was a freshman, I feel like I was a completely different person. Like, I was insecure and I failing classes. I failed classes.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And now skip to senior year. I have all A's.
Woo!
Hair flip if it wasn't all under my hat.
Look at
okay?
you.
And I have not missed one assignment and I am not insecure anymore. I'm just cool like that.
love that. I remember you, Kennedy, from like freshman year, because I knew you like in middle school, obviously, like we had a few classes together, And you, I would remember you coming in, you're like, I hate Spanish. Like, I hate doing work. And now, like, you just, you're so good. You're like, I turned in all of my assignments. I have all A's. Like, you're a completely different person than you were freshman year. So you've definitely grown.
Must be because I stopped taking Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. What about you, Bella?
I feel like I've been pretty consistent with myself, actually. I think the only thing that's changed is that I have gotten worse with senioritis. And, like, I've had senioritis since freshman year. It's really bad. Like,
day one. Like, wait, I'm done.
I asked my parents for, like, a mental health day, and they're like, sure. So I just, like, kind of take it. Like,
you've dyed your hair. Does that count?
I have dyed it a lot. I've dyed it red. I've dyed it purple. I've dyed it the little pieces in the front. I've done a couple of those. I've done blue. I've done, like, every color of the rainbow, actually.
So your hair has grown over the
years.
Yes,
definitely.
It's pretty much changed.
I actually chopped it off, like, after sophomore year.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I'm, like, remembering all, like, the different hair colors. Like, you walk in and be like, oh, hey, Bella. Like, different.
Yeah.
So, very nice. So, what are some of the challenges that you guys faced during your high school career?
Mostly for me, I feel like just, like, with assignments, even in radio, like, we have to do the on-air, like, checks that we turn in. I could not finish assignments. Like, and then if I did, I would not turn them in.
Oh, my gosh.
That was my biggest thing. Like, in radio and, like, in my core classes, just, it took me a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
I figured it out, though.
That's good. I'm glad you figured it out. What about you, Bella?
I would probably have to say, like, just being able to, like, advocate for myself. Like, if something was, like, wrong and, like, going up to them and being like, hey, I need help or something like that.
Yeah, like, asking help. Yeah. I love that, though. I love that you, like, learned that, right? So it's an important lesson. You got to ask help if you need help.
Guys, help me.
Yeah, that's what Kennedy needed. She needed more help on her assignment.
I did.
So in a way, Kennedy learned how to ask help, too.
I did.
And by doing her assignments. Good job. Okay, so let's focus a little bit more now on your roles in WEEM. So tell me, what is your role in WEEM?
So I started social media, like, my sophomore year of high school. And I think, like, senior year is where I really started doing my own thing, where I started, like, making animations for our social media page and Instagram. And I also started making posters instead of just doing stuff on Canva, which is what I've done before. And I think that's the most important thing for me, was, like, kind of branching off and, like, being allowed creativity that I didn't have before.
Very nice. Yes. Bella?
I'm a part of the programming staff. So I make, like, the jingles or, like, commercials, whatever.
That you hear on air.
Yeah, that you hear on air. I also am in charge of finding new songs for the radio. So if you, like, hear a song that you haven't heard, that's probably for me.
Woo-hoo.
But I do that as well.
Don't forget, we're also a part of the Arabian Roundup.
Yes, that's Woo! So true.
Yeah. Yes,
5 to 7, guys.
Yes, tune in. All right, so how has the Arabian Roundup grown over the years?
You go.
Bella, why don't you answer this one?
I feel like we've just gotten better with, like, our tracks, like, voice tracking, basically. I mean, we've gotten honorable mentions our junior year and our senior year now for our, like, state competition.
Yeah, IASB.
Yeah.
I feel like we started, like, having conversation, like, even with stuff like weather and, like, I don't know, what else? Weather announcements. Like, we went from, like, just reading off, like, what was on the page to having, like, fun conversations about it.
Very cool. So, what is your favorite memory from WEEM?
You want to go?
You can go.
Okay. I think my favorite memory is probably at, like, the beginning of my senior year when I was, like, starting to sort of, like integrate, like, my art, because I like making art, obviously. Like, integrating it into radio, because I love radio and I love art. And then I got to do both of it at the same time.
Whoa!
That was my favorite part.
Best
crazy.
Of both worlds right there. What about you, Bella?
I would probably have to say getting the new music and just putting it into the system.
Speaking of favorites, what has been your favorite part of senior year overall?
Overall? I think my favorite part is probably I only have, like, two, like, core classes, because I kind of got all the other ones out of the way. And I have like more than half my day is just like art classes and obviously radio too.
Very nice, Bella.
I would probably have to say as well, the core classes, I had two last semester and I have one this semester. So like the rest of the day, I'm just like chilling, TBH, except for my dual credit class.
Yeah.
We have speech.
Yeah, we can't forget speech. We both have it together.
Yeah, we do.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So let's fast forward just a little bit here. So we talked about our senior year. Now let's talk about graduation. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm very excited for graduation.
Me too.
Why are you guys excited?
Because I want to go to college so bad, and I'm very ready and excited.
Where are you going to college?
Ball State. Ball State.
Woo! Ball State. What are you majoring in?
Animation.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
And Bella, I think, are you going to Ball State?
I am going to Ball State.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Who are you rooming with?
Wait, I think her name is like Bella Myers or something.
Oh, my gosh. I think my roommate's name is Kennedy.
Wait a second. Whoa. That's kind of crazy. Wait, are we rooming together?
Whoa, that's crazy.
That's crazy. You know what's even crazier, guys?
What?
I'm going to Ball State, too.
Wait, what?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Oh, no way. What if we, like, see each other there?
No way.
That'd be crazy.
No, it would be definitely crazy. I mean, what are the chances of seeing each other?
I mean, it's totally not like we're all friends and we're all going to be kind of in the same area.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Yeah,
definitely not. But I'm glad you guys are excited. I'm excited, too. We're all going to be at the same college. So it's going to be like high school, but it's just, you know, college now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, there's Bella, there's Kennedy. I know them. Yep. So that's definitely really funny. And I love that we're all going together. So my last question for you guys is, what is some advice that you have for the incoming freshmen? Just overall, what is some advice that you have for them?
I'd have to say, from like for most people, from your freshman year to the senior year, everything changes, and that's a good thing.
Very nice. Bella?
I would have to say, don't be running so fast. You got 5 minutes to get to class, first of all.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, I see people just like sprinting, TBH. But
I know,
like, you don't have to run, guys. You'll be okay. Just like, don't procrastinate either, because like, if you have a lot of homework, just don't wait, just do it,
just do
get
it
out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
Like, more free time, I guess, for you.
Exactly. Yeah, I love, like, that advice.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Don't stop in the middle of the hallway.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big
too.
One. Don't stop
run,
in the middle of the hallway.
Don't stop. Just walk. Just go.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is all the time that we have left for this episode. Thank you, Bella. Thank you, Kennedy, for joining me on this episode of WEEM Weekly here on WEEM Weekly.
That was Gracie Wolf with Bella Myers and Kennedy Quinn. Now, here is Brooklyn Schuyler with Eli Libler.
91.7 WEEM is a student-run radio station. We provide everything from programming to music to live sports broadcasts and podcasts. But we can't do it without your support. Everything you donate goes to the station that the students operate here on 91.7 WEEM. Donate today at 917WEEM.org. Again, that is 917WEEM.org.
Welcome back to segment 3 of WEEM Weekly. I'm Brooklyn Schuyler, and I'm joined by
Eli Libler.
And we're going to be talking all about everything high school related since you're a senior. So this is your last year, so we're going to talk about your experiences in high school, memories, and a lot about radio, because this is radio. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I do 3 sports in totals. I do football, wrestling, and rugby.
And then, do you do anything else besides sports?
No, not.
Any interesting classes that you take, or like construction or a culinary class, anything like that besides radio?
I do take culinary arts.
Are you in the Time Savers class or just the intro?
I think I'm in Time Savers.
And how do you feel about being a senior?
It feels weird because, since it's, like you said, it's going to be my last year, it definitely has been an impact on me, because now that I think about it, it like feels weird, like after this year I'm not going to be here and probably gonna do something else.
I gotta like start your life. You got no more like routine schedule. I think that's the hardest things for when seniors leave high school, is that you don't have that routine of going to school every day and then coming home and having like a few hours before you go to sleep and do it all again.
Yep.
Well, do you have any favorite classes that you've taken throughout high school?
I would have to say probably my favorite class I've ever take was probably construction.
Construction?
Yeah, because it helped me of like how to make stuff to save more money.
I'm actually surprised. I think you're the first senior to not say radio.
Really?
Yep. Or so they'll usually say radio, or if we have a few seniors that are in the theater classes. But yeah, usually radio is pretty tied.
Huh.
So do you obviously you like radio? Is it one of your top classes?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the top three or five.
Yeah. So how did construction beat radio?
Just because how much money you can save, and also how easy you can work with it.
And do you take construction classes here?
No, I did not.
Do you have anything that you would like tell yourself as a freshman that you know now?
I probably would just say to my freshman self, saying like, enjoy it while you can, because as soon as you become a senior, it's gonna be a hard and strenuous life.
Yeah, and so a lot, I feel like seniors kind of have one way they go or another way they go, or they're like, I'm so not ready to leave school, or they're like, I've had senioritis this whole entire year. Where are you?
I guess kind of like in the middle, because yes, I do have senioritis, and also it just want to see what's out there.
Are you going to college?
Yes.
What are you going to do for college?
You want to play football in college.
Oh, wow. Do you already know where you're going?
Yep.
Where are you going?
Anderson University.
So, switching gears, we're going to talk a little bit more about radio. When was your first year here?
My first year was my sophomore year. I did intro to radio, and it was hard at first, but slowly I started like understanding what I needed to do first before anything.
And then did you start your junior year, or is this your first year as a senior?
Be my first year as a senior.
And what has been your favorite part about radio?
My favorite part to be in radio is just how easy it is to talk to people that's in the exact same period, and also learn new stuff for like technique and knowledge about computers and how like to talk easily.
So in college, you're going for football. Are you minoring in anything?
Maybe mechanic or construction.
Okay. So you wouldn't really use maybe a lot of your radio skills outside of high school, but we do have a lot of communication and work with other people, which has been like a huge thing in radio. So I think that could be super helpful. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree, because the more time you're in radio, the easiest it's easy to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a favorite memory of radio?
Just understanding all the stuff to do for like how to talk on air or VT, mm-hmm. all the other stuff.
So can you tell us a little bit more about what you do in radio every day?
I usually just follow the directions and just know where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. And then for anyone who doesn't know, which department are you in?
I'm on sports department.
And so with sports department, there's a lot that goes into it. Broadcasting games. Do you broadcast games?
I have not, but I did do board ops type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I did do one of the coaching shows for football.
And then what were those like? Did you like the coaching show?
It was fun. It was fun to talk to and see how, like, what they thought and see what we could have done better as a team or what we can do to improve.
Yeah. So, kind of switching back to high school, do you have a favorite memory of high school as a total?
Just try and get, I guess my favorite memory would have to be construction and learning how to adapt to the high school environment. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess that's it.
Which is always fun, I think, especially going into high school. It's something new, and it's something that we see a lot in like TV. So I feel like high school is really hyped for that reason, because everyone's like, oh, this is kind of like the best 4 years of schooling, obviously. So I think that makes sense. Doing like just being able to learn the environment and be in high school is really a fun experience.
Yeah.
All right. So if you had to pick, which would be one of your best accomplishments in high school? This could be like sports, academic, anything like that.
My favorite is probably sports wise, because I've always enjoyed sports. It's kind of like helped me like to take some like anger out. If I have anger, it kind of helps me a little bit.
Yeah. I'm guessing you compete in all three sports. Have you guys gotten any like big titles or awards or anything?
For rugby, we got a big title. We got to a state four times, but we in total we won six, I think. So we won like a total of four, I think, and we lost two.
Do you guys travel for those big competitions?
Yes, we do.
Where was the last place you traveled?
Our most one from last year, we went to Miss New Orleans.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a long travel.
And I feel like those are where you like really get your high school experiences, is when you're with friends or doing a sport that you love and then being able to travel to many different places.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick as a final question, would you do anything differently in high school, or do you think you would do everything the same?
I think I'd probably do the exact same thing I've been doing.
Yeah. No, like, other classes you would have taken? You liked all your classes?
Yeah. Like, it's all so far.
All right. Well, unfortunately, that is all the time that we have. Thank you so much, Eli, for having the time to sit down with me.
You're welcome.
And coming up next is Talon interviewing Gracie here on WEEM Weekly.
That was Brooklyn Schuyler with Eli Lubler. Now, here is Talon Gillespie with Gracie Wolf.
Welcome back. This is segment 4 of 91.7 WEEM Weekly. I'm Talon Gillespie, and I'm joined by Gracie Wolf. And today, we're talking about Gracie Wolf.
I guess so.
So, getting into it, let's start off, you know, nice and easy. Tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, your position, your titles, that kind of stuff in radio.
Okay, so are we talking about my position throughout my entire career in like
kind of
radio?
Like how it's like evolved.
Okay. So I, of course, was in intro class like everybody else. And then when I traveled, you know, fast forward into the future, into my sophomore year, and I was at advanced, I was a broadcaster, just a typical person who went on air. And I also was a part of the afternoon show. At that time, it was called Music and Mayhem. It was super funny. We really had a great time. But by my junior year, I became the programming director. So basically, for those who don't know what a programming director is, you basically are the director of everything that goes on air. So that means like music, promotions, imaging, legal IDs, jingles, basically anything that goes on air, you're in charge of. And I was in charge of the staff of like, gosh, how many were in? Like a very, very few people, because it started off really small. Because in my sophomore year, I was the only person in like programming. And then so that meant, boom, director. I was the only person. So
you just kind of got instantly promoted to director.
Yes. And so they were like, you're the only one. And you do, like, there was like maybe two other people, but I was the only one who did work. So they were like, you, like Mr. White here, went, you are the programming director.
You are the chosen one for this position. So
I guess so.
Not too long after becoming the like director of programming, you got the operations manager title, correct?
Yes, I did. This year, let's see, when was I given it? It was sometime late fall. I was given the position of operations manager. And for those who don't know what that is, it's basically a student director. So there's Mr. Whitehair, and then there's me. I'm like the student director. And I get to basically manage every department, which is like sports, podcast, you know, programming, social media. So I got to work with all the other directors and basically manage them and kind of like find ways for everyone to collaborate with each other. So that was my job.
Okay, so being the operation manager, I'm assuming that probably came with a lot of challenges directing a pretty big staff of, you know, 20 or so people.
Yeah, it had a few challenges. I really loved the job, and I loved it. I'm now
a podcast staff now, which I still love. I just love radio overall. But when I was operations manager, there was a few challenges, like with miscommunication. Sometimes, like, I would be like, make sure to do this. And then somehow that would just get lost. And I was like, oh, gosh, where'd that communication go? And the person would never receive it. So it was like finding different ways to make sure that everyone knew that they were doing and everyone was on the same page, because each department has like their own set and goals. It's the way to like make sure everyone knows about each other's goals is like the challenge, because you want to make sure that social media obviously knows that a sports game got postponed, and you want to make sure that programming knows when that game is so they can update it on the system and that everything can be on air. And then podcasts, like, they're chilling most of the time, but you got to make sure, like, hey, is the episode coming out? Like, everything good? Like, it's basically you're checking in with everybody, and you want to make sure that you're not taking it all on yourself. Like, you want to delegate the work, meaning, like, everyone has their own responsibilities and has their own set of jobs and that they're doing them.
Okay, so you just kind of make sure that everyone kind of, you know, works together in unison, and it's not just, like, four groups of people. It's one big group in
yeah,
radio.
Yeah, because in the end, like, we're all here to help build the station as a whole. Like, we're supposed to work on ourselves individually as students and make sure we're all doing our own jobs. But as a whole, we help really promote the station and what we're doing for the campus and the community.
So, you know, talking about the station, how have you seen that change in your 3 years?
Well, I'm going to do all four, because intro class was definitely different. I mean, I had a completely different teacher. I didn't even have Mr. Whitehair during the beginning of my freshman year. I had Tyler Bradfield. He was an awesome teacher, and he focused mainly more on the TV side of things. So we would just watch, like, films or just journalists interviewing other people, like what we're doing right now. And then we'd, like, analyze it, like, how do you say this question and everything. And then he left, and then Mr. Whitehair came in. And this station was, like, kind of like a baby station a little bit. Like, it was, like, so many adjustments, so many people coming and going, that it didn't really have much of a structure to it. So Mr. Whitehair and, like, all the people in my class, like, were the people who were like, okay, let's change it. Let's help grow it into what it is today. Because throughout my 4 years, a lot of people have come and gone, you know, with radio. Like, sometimes they stay all 4 years, sometimes they leave. And so there's always adjustments when people leave and come. And I think overall we've really advanced video-wise. I mean, we were very, like, radio into, like, very radio-oriented, obviously, but now we're, like, branching off into, like, a more media aspect, where we're, like, have animation now, and, like, we're doing design, photography, videography, everything that anyone would really want to do. We have a position. You just have to kind of, like, throw it at us, like, hey, like, I want to do this, and we're down for it. So I've truly loved being able to see all of this come into fruition. It's really cool.
Okay, so back to, like, you specifically, what has been your personal, like, biggest improvement that you think you've had over these years?
For me? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know, Talon. What about yours?
That's a great... I'm not for sure. You know, I'll tell Sam when he interviews me.
All right. How about that? We'll do that. Okay. So for me, I would say, honestly, leadership. Because I mean, at first, I didn't really know how to direct a couple people in programming. I mean, it was just me, and I knew how to work with myself. But then Mr. Whitehair really had to teach me how to be, like, a team player and, like, learn how to manage people and inspire them to do the work. Because sometimes people don't want to do their work. I mean, that's just high school. So, like, a lot of people are like, nah, I don't want to, and stuff like that. And you got to give them a reason. And then I learned what that reason is and what motivates people. I learned what their personal interest is and how to get their personal interest involved in radio. And then that's when they start doing the work. So if you can get people to start doing work, then, like, the rest comes a little bit more easily, because you just have to get to know the person. You have to, like, set time, and you have to really understand, like, what's going to make them work, what's going to make them work with you. So that was definitely a big improvement, because sometimes I would look at a person and be like, I don't understand. Like, how do I talk to them? Or, like, how do I communicate with them? So leadership and communication has definitely been an improvement for me.
Okay, so you were talking about kind of finding what people like to do in the radio station. Yeah. So what would your big advice be to incoming advanced students from this year? So, like, the current intro kids coming into advanced for next year?
I would say to ask questions, like, for sure, because sometimes you're going to think, oh, I know this stuff. I don't need to ask any questions. Or you might be kind of nervous, like, ooh, like, what if, like, so-and-so doesn't want to talk to me? Or, like, what if Mr. Whitehair doesn't want to talk to me? We all love to talk to each other. It's, like, a wonderful little group of people that we all, like, can care about. And so ask questions. If you want to do something and, like, you think something's really cool and creative, throw it at us. We'll make time for it. Like, we did, for me, I did a, just recently, a skit, a Parks and Rec skit.
Right.
You were involved in it, Talon. You were involved.
I was. It was an interesting skit.
Yeah, who broke it?
Michael broke it.
Michael broke it. Spoiler.
Spoilers if you didn't watch it already. Yeah. Go watch it. It's very funny.
Go watch it. I just, like, that just, like, popped up in my head because I knew everyone's personalities already. So I was like, oh, this would be funny to do. I'm just going to have everybody, like, pretend to be these characters, and then we'll film it, and then I'll video edit it, and boom, a video, a little skit. So that's, like, see, like, that sort of thing. Boom, you can do it. I mean, Kennedy, she's doing animation. At the time, like, my sophomore year, that would not have been, like, a thing. Like, we thought about it, but now Kennedy's over here, like, I want to do animation. And we're all like, yes, do animation. And she's doing it. And it's great. So we definitely have a lot of space to grow. So if you want to grow, if you want to do something you're interested in, let us know. So communicate. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
And I think that's another big thing with, like, the incoming intro kids. They got to not be scared of the other people who are working in, like, the advanced staff. Because, I mean, just, like, 10 minutes ago, we were sitting out in the room. We were just all, like, chatting, having a good time. Still doing work, obviously. But it's not super, like, serious. It's not, like, laser-focused on whatever you're doing all the time. You can have fun with it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, if you have, like, a moment to just, like, if you've done all your work and you want a moment just to talk to one of your peers, then I say go for it. I mean, as long as you've done your work, because, you know, we're not just here being, like, workaholics, you know, robots who just do work and that's it. Like, we all know each other. We all get along. And that's why I really love it a lot, because I know everybody and I love hanging out with everybody. So just, like, we have the most random conversations, too. Like, we really do.
Yeah.
Like, we did that. What's that logo?
Like, yeah, or what's the slogan?
Slogan.
Sam would read off a bunch of slogans, and we'd have to try and, you know, guess what company it goes to.
Yeah, I think it was so funny. Brooklyn, what did she keep saying? Like, she kept saying
Chick-fil-A. And, oh, what was it? She said one other one, but I can't remember what it is.
Red Bull. She kept saying that. She kept saying, like, Chick-fil-A and Red Bull all the time, and we were like, no.
I think only Chick-fil-A ever showed up too.
No, Red Bull showed up.
Did it?
Yeah, it showed up, and then she didn't get it. She didn't get it, and then see, like, stuff like that. It's like, it's fun. We get our work done and we have fun. So just finding that balance is, like, key to radio, because you want to make sure you're doing all your work, because there's quite amount of it depending on what role you are, but there's also a ton of fun with it. So yeah.
So would you say that's, like, your biggest thing you're gonna miss from radio or from Weem?
I would say the biggest thing I'm going to miss is probably the people, because gosh, I've been here for 4 years, and this is kind of my thing, you know, like how there's, like, choir kids, band kids, all those kind of, like, kids.
Right, like the groups.
I'm a radio kid. And I mean, even teachers come up to me. They're like, hey, it's that radio kid. Like, that's how some of them refer to me. I don't think they know my name. They just go, the radio girl, the radio girl.
Just, you know, at least you're getting recognition from somewhere, you know?
Yeah, no, it's just, like, it's funny. And, like, people know I'm in radio, and it's nice. And, like, we're building something here that I cannot wait to see, like, its growth. Like, it's going to continue to grow. Just knowing the kids, knowing Mr. Whitehair, knowing our plans, like, for, like, the future, for future kids coming in. Like, I'm excited for that, and I'll miss it. But I'm going to be, like, back. I'm probably going to drop in every once in a while and be like, hey, how's everyone doing? You know, like, checking in, because this is kind of like a second home to me. So, yeah, I'm probably going to just miss it because it's, like I said, a second home. So.
Right. And I think that's another, like, pretty big thing about radio is we're starting to kind of build up to another one of those big groups, like the band groups and, you know, the sports groups. We're starting to finally build up to a big group like that, so you start to get more recognition for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you get more interest in the station and stuff like that. More people wanting to join the station.
For sure.
So on and so forth. Anyway, unfortunately, that is all the time we have. Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
That was Talon Gillespie with Gracie Wolf. Now here's Sam Duffer with Dawson Peril.
Bring our music and Arabian sports everywhere you go by downloading our new app on your phone. It's called 917 WEEM. Whether you are on a run, in your car, or at work, you can listen to us live. Go to the App Store today and download our app on your Android or iPhone for free. Listen today here on 917 WEEM.
Welcome to WEEM Weekly, segment 5. This is the senior episode, and I am now here with
Dawson Peril.
And Dawson, I mean, you were sports director up until this quarter. You have been Mr. Play-by-Play for the past 2-3 years.
Yep, just about.
You've been a big part of radio, especially the sports department. So outside of radio, what extracurriculars do you do?
Yeah, so I'm pretty big into theater. That's definitely my main one when it comes to extracurricular. I've been in the theater program with Miss Brown for all 4 of my years. I started all the way back in 4th grade, and it's a great experience. You know, I enjoy it just as much as radio, if not a bit more, if I have to be honest. But no, I'm just joking. They're both pretty equal. Yeah, so that's my main one. I also participate in FCA every Friday morning. I go there, which is Fellowship Christian Athletes, if you don't know. And then help out with my church. But when it comes to extracurriculars, really just outside of school, it's pretty much only theater.
Yeah, so you mainly stick to 2 of the high school extracurriculars that are like club-wise, yeah, which is theater and radio. Mm-hmm. And when did you start radio?
Yeah, so I started radio my sophomore year. Didn't do it my freshman year. I was recommended to do it by one of my friends who was the same grade as me but started their freshman year. And then my sophomore year, which we have, of course, as you know, we have an intro class, I started with a play-by-play right away. Well, I was an analyst starting off, but I was still on the radio even when I was in intro. So I kind of got an early start, and that helped me a lot heading into my junior year when I started doing a lot more play-by-play, when I started picking up a lot more work. But overall, yeah, it was definitely sophomore year is where it started, but junior is where we actually got into the advanced radio.
Yeah, so you've been doing play-by-play, or really analyst, since sophomore year. You've been the major play-by-play all of last year almost, and a good chunk of this year. Mm-hmm. What other jobs do you do outside of that?
So I'd say as the sports director, I was obviously pretty big into organizing everything. You know, every day I come into school, at least I was supposed to make a calendar. Wasn't maybe every day, but I made an effort. And, you know, yeah, so I organize. We do sheets and all that. I would, of course, we have to have stat sheets, have other notes for the broadcast. Football has a lot preparation because you got to have your rosters, but then you also have to have your 2 deeps, which is the first 2 guys at each position for both offense and defense for both teams. And then overall notes, you know, coaches, their backgrounds, the series history between the 2 teams, and those go for every single sport. It's really just different preparation per sport. Basketball isn't too much because you're just, you know, 10 guys, 5 starters, a couple other notes on the side of that, and then baseball also isn't much. You have to do a little bit more just because there usually is more guys on a baseball team, but yeah. By the way, those are the 3 sports we do, football, basketball, and baseball. So I'd say personally, I don't know if this is a question, but I'd say I enjoy doing basketball the most.
I mean, that I was actually going to ask that. Yeah. He beat me to the punch.
Yep.
So you enjoy, we also do softball.
That is true, softball. I don't know if I meant to mention that with baseball.
We do 4 sports.
Yes.
And I must ask, how has your work changed, like, from when you started advanced back in junior year mm-hmm. to now? How has your work kind of shifted?
Yeah, so I think when it comes to my actual broadcast and preparing for the broadcasts, I think when I first started my junior year, again, I was a lot more of an analyst. Well, sophomore year when I first started doing the actual broadcast, I was more of an analyst, and it's definitely different preparation when you're an analyst compared to play-by-play. Analyst, you got to get a lot more notes because, you know, there's a lot more room to fill. Play-by-play, you're not going to be doing much notes, especially in basketball and football, because there's not much open air time. You're describing what's happening, not describing the background. So I remember I headed into it with like a lot of notes, and then when I kind of got into the play-by-play, my notes kind of dipped, but again, it was just because I didn't need as many notes. But I've been to like several conventions and all that, workshops on college campuses, and what I always hear is like, however long your broadcast is, you usually want to triple, double that in notes preparation time. So I try to get up to that. Sometimes for the high school level, you really can't because you don't have as many resources. But I try to do as many notes as I can. And to answer your question, the evolution of it and my work overall, I think, did improve. I think I learned the ropes, especially when I first started as a sports director, when in terms of actual in-class time, I was pretty messy, and I kind of just threw it all together last minute. And at overtime, you know, with the support of Mr. Whitehair, lots of support, I started the calendar, doing like calendar every day, assigning stuff to do. I started sending out emails pretty consistently, and it definitely made it all a lot easier, a lot less stress, because it can be very stressful getting like 12 interviews a week, say basketball season, which sometimes you'll be getting around 12 interviews a week on like the worst sectional times. And then you also be, of course, preparing for games and then in class time as well. So it can get a lot of work, especially during those heavy weeks of basketball where both the boys and girls are playing. But overall, again, to answer your question, I think it has improved in the right direction. I've learned a lot here at WEEM.
Yeah, and while it is a lot of work, you do have a large staff to work with.
That's true.
Biggest of all the four mm-hmm. departments. Although, I wonder, does that add to your workload, or does that help deplete it?
I mean, I think as the sports director, I think it adds to it, to be honest, just because, you know, I have to address more people, like organize more people, direct more people, right? But when it comes to the actual work, getting the interviews, it is so much easier. Because when I started, it was definitely, we had a smaller staff. I'm trying to remember my sophomore year. We had a pretty small sports staff, at least the people I remember doing games. And I even as a sophomore, I helped out with some stuff outside of calling the games just because we didn't really have many people. But junior year, I remember I'd do quite a bit. Like, I'd be getting probably half the interviews a week. And, I mean, there was other people, of course. We had Ian, who graduated this past, well, technically last year, first semester, but he helped a ton, and he really helped me, you know, kind of brought me into that sports director role. But again, to answer your question, I think yes, having a bigger staff might make it harder on me as a sports director, but overall it makes it a lot easier when it comes to just delegating the work.
Yeah, bigger staff to delegate work to pass work on to. Mm-hmm. More jobs you can get done at once. Yeah. You just have to manage it.
Yeah, exactly.
Straying off of the conversation about just the sports department, what has been your favorite memory from radio?
That is a good question. I think my favorite memory, pretty generally speaking, is going to the other venues. I know, going right back to broadcasting, but I love going to different arenas. I've got to see so many cool places, broadcast in so many cool places. I mean, the infamous one is Newcastle. They have the biggest high school basketball arena in the country. They say the world, which, sure, it's probably the biggest in the world because not too many other countries is competing for that. But, yeah, like just broadcasting in places like that, huge venues. And being in central Indiana, yeah, that's kind of the perfect place because it is very big, especially when it comes to basketball. Their history for high school basketball is huge. But my personal favorite, Connersville. I loved Connersville Arena. It's huge. They call it the Spartan Bowl because you kind of go down into it, and they have the super cool, like the ceiling is kind of these panels. Not sure how to describe it, but it's super cool. And overall, football as well. It's just going to these different schools, you know, experiencing these environments, not experience them as a fan, experience them as a broadcaster is a whole nother deal. Because I remember Ian telling me my junior year, like, you feel like you're broadcasting a college game when you're in like this crazy environment, sectional time in a big arena, and like fans are all over you, like yelling. You definitely feel like you're broadcasting a college or professional game, because Indiana high school basketball is definitely a special thing. And I definitely say that's my favorite memory. Again, not anything too specific, but just overall seeing and experiencing all the different venues, fields, arenas, etc.
I mean, it's great to go and see these different places because, like you said, it's going to be more like how college and mm-hmm. After college is going to feel, where you're going all these different places, big venues.
Yeah.
It's a really nice experience to see.
Yeah.
So let's stray not just away from the sports staff, but away mm-hmm. from radio in general.
I gotcha.
Favorite memory from high school?
Man, that is also a very tough one. Radio out of the question. I'd have to say here recently, I did the Music Man musical. It was just a couple weeks ago, was the performances, and that was definitely by far my favorite high school performance I've done. Maybe all the way back junior year, I did a play in the fall, Lend Me a Tenor, which I had just a ball with. But Music Man, when it comes to big musicals, I say that was my favorite. I had a decently big role. I was Marcellus, which is the best friend of the main character, Harold Hill. And Harold Hill, who was played by Daniel Schlaeball Jr., he's phenomenal, 100%. The best actor. I don't know if he'll say that. He's a pretty humble guy, but I think he's the best singer, best actor among the guys. And, you know, it was great working with him because we're friends outside of the theater department, and it was overall a great experience. Miss Brown, I say this all the time, Miss Brown just does a phenomenal job at leading all that. She's been here a very long time, and you can definitely tell that. She knows what she's doing. And, I think overall just that entire experience, being a part of that, Music Man, that competition, or that, excuse me, that performance was definitely my favorite high school memory.
Yeah, you sang one of the most memorable songs in the Music Man.
Yep.
Shapoopy.
I did.
Which was awesome to see in person. Uh-huh. I must say, you did an excellent job, Dawson.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you.
All
I appreciate
three
it.
Nights, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
And it's kind of sticking with it. You can say radio for this one if you like, but what's been your favorite class in high school?
That is also a very tough one, but I think I know the answer. It's pretty easy. I don't got to think on it much. Technical theater is definitely my favorite. What it is, it's pretty much building the set. So it's an hour-long class. Well, it's a one period, and I think it's probably around 20 people, maybe in the teens. It kind of differs. This year, we had a really big class. Miss Brown had to split it up into two periods. I have it fourth period, which is the advanced technical theater, and then there's kind of the intro to technical theater. And again, it's just building the sets. Different people have different jobs. Like, people will be knitting clothes, and people will be getting props together. But really, me, Jackson Sutton, Cove Ritchie, Memphis McConnell, a lot of the other guys that I work with, we all build the sets, and it's super fun. I enjoy it so much. Miss Brown, you know, she'll be honest. She wants to get the work done, but at the end of the day, she lets us have fun, and it is truly definitely my favorite class. I've done it. Junior year was when I started. I did it both of my semesters junior year, and then I've done it both of my semesters senior year. And it's my favorite class right now. It's my favorite class junior year, and I so wish I took it my sophomore year, but it's all right because, you know, I definitely think that's my favorite. But radio, it's a close second. Close second.
It's a close second to technical theater.
Yeah.
It's almost like construction in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And I don't want to ask favorite teacher.
That's all right. Go ahead.
Because I feel like it's between two based off your previous answers. So let's just put it like this. White Hair, Mr. White Hair, or Mrs. Brown?
I love Mr. White Hair, but Mrs. Brown is by far my favorite teacher. Again, I've had her for all 4 years. I had Mr. White Hair for 3 years. And, yeah, Mrs. Brown is definitely my favorite. You're right. In the sense that they're definitely the top two. And it is pretty close. But, I mean, when it comes to the time I've spent with Miss Brown inside of school, outside of school, and the relationship I've, you know, grown with her, because it's definitely, I've known her for a while. And I like to say to a lot of my friends outside of, like, my grandparents, like, she is right there on, like, elders that, you know, I have the closest relationship to, and she's definitely fourth on that list. And I love her. I love her to death as a teacher. She's so kind to everyone. You know, her big rule is be kind or be quiet, which I cannot agree with more. I think that's what it's all about. And she's definitely preaches on that. I've had her for, you know, we've already talked about technical theater, but I had her my freshman year with theater arts, and then sophomore year with acting class, had her technical theater, and then also speech, and all those classes she just does a phenomenal job with. And I definitely say she's a favorite. But again, if Mr. Wire's watching this, you're a close second, Mr. Wire. You're a close second.
I'm sure he'll love to hear that.
Yeah.
So what are your plans for after high school, like college and such?
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to Ball State. That's for sure. Now, the program I'm going into, a bit kind of back and forth. So their big sports production program, a sports link. It's kind of similar to what we do here with Weem, but definitely bigger picture stuff. They do a lot more video stuff. They work with ESPN Plus and do broadcasts for them. And if you follow their Instagram, they do a lot more than just broadcasts. They are big on storytelling. They like make their own little short films. They make their own, you know, interviews. They do interviews. They do, like, podcasts. So, again, a lot of stuff, what we do here, but a lot bigger picture stuff. Of course, being college, they're more access to resources and all that. But, fortunately, didn't get into that. I do. What is fortunate is Chris Taylor, who leads that program. Like, I reached out to him, and he said, if anyone drops out, you're right on that list. You're number one. So, fortunately, I didn't get it in right away, but I can reapply my sophomore year. So, at this point, I think I'm probably going to go into just video production, which is, you know, the same. I'll be taking the same classes, but I just won't be doing those actual broadcasts. And then the other side, I still might. What's on the table is sports reporting. But after talking to many of the professors, talking to Chris Taylor himself, I think it'd definitely be smarter to go into video production, because that's just – I'll be taking the similar classes, and then I can just jump with the SportsLink kids and then just be on the right – the same page as them without skipping a beat. So I'd say that's my plan right now. Go to Ball State, major in video production, and then maybe – heading into freshman year, if someone drops out or if a spot opens up, going to SportsLink. But if not, I'll reapply sophomore year and then hopefully get in.
Yeah, so sticking with still sports. You're going to stay with communication and sports.
Oh, yeah, I love sports.
And Ball State has a huge communication center. Mm-hmm. It's four connected buildings, if I remember correctly.
Yes, four. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive, and they've got so much equipment, so many nice pieces of equipment. I already said that, though. They have nice equipment. They have nice setups. Everything there is really high class, but latest stuff to use.
David Letterman clutched up. He definitely donated quite a bit of money.
Yes, he did. So to end this off, Dawson, how does it feel to be this close to graduation?
Great. It feels great. I'm excited. I know it's a complicated feeling. I think a lot of seniors can relate to that, but I think I'm overall excited. I think I'm excited more than most to go into college. I think I have a overall general understanding on what I'm going to be doing or what I'm trying to be doing. So I think that helps with the nervous side of it. But overall, I'm excited. High school, you know, it's definitely, I think it's time. It's time for me to end, because senioritis is kicking in, that's for sure. So I need to lock in for this last quarter, get it done, and then focus on college. Overall, Sam, to answer your question, I'm pumped. I'm pumped to be done with high school, heading into college.
Yeah, I mean, 4 weeks left currently.
Yeah.
By the time this episode comes out, it'll be 2.5 weeks left.
That's crazy.
So you're really just ready to be out of here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's good to hear. And we're out of this segment of the episode. But thank you for joining me, Dawson.
Oh, thank you.
And stay tuned, because Caitlin Cowan's going to be interviewing me, I guess.
Wow.
I guess I'm up next in your seat. Stay tuned for that. This is WEEM Weekly.
That was Sam Duffer with Dawson Peril. Now here's Caitlin Cowan with Sam Duffer.
Welcome to another segment of WEEM Weekly. This is our last segment. And today I am here with
Sam Duffer.
So, Sam, go ahead and tell us some stuff about you.
Well, first of all, I've never been on this side of the studio for one of these interviews, so that's kind of strange.
Yeah.
But I am Sam Duffer. I am a senior here in the radio department. And
In high school?
No. in the radio department and in high school. And I was the podcast director up until, you know, like about a month ago.
Yeah.
Got demoted. Not demoted, but I left my position because I'm a senior, so.
And now your best friend has the position, so you're welcome.
Correct. I mean, that's okay. It wasn't Brooklyn, so.
So how long have you been in radio? What year did you start?
Well, I had intro back in freshman year, but sophomore year I did not join advanced. I joined junior year, so I've technically been radio 3 years, advanced 2 years. My junior and senior years, I was in advanced.
I actually don't know the answer to this question. Why didn't you join your sophomore year advanced?
There was a lot going on at the time, and we had switched teachers halfway through the year, so I wasn't really feeling radio.
Oh, okay.
So I went and tried out other things. I think the main thing I switched radio for was construction.
Yeah.
So I learned some skills there, took some other classes, and then came back for junior year because I was like, all right, let's try this out.
So how much do you think that you have grown personally from your first year in radio advance?
First year in advanced. I'd say I've grown in the fact that I do podcast. I never did this back in my first year, last year in advanced. I never did podcast, and we only did video once. So everything was completely new coming in this year. So I think I've learned a lot of designing and building techniques that otherwise I didn't really have before, and I was just doing imaging for radio.
Can I just say, like, when I first met you, your junior year, my sophomore year, which was both our first years in advance, I had no idea that, like, this was your first year. I thought you knew exactly what you were doing and everything, which I'm sure you were. I'm right, right?
Well, you see, the key to making people think you know what you're doing is confidence. If you act confidence, or if you act confident, you're less likely to be asked questions.
I see. Okay. Well, I still thought you were just like, I don't know, one of the oldies or something. Someone who wasn't their first year in advanced. But, you know, I was shocked. So, yes, still am. Not really. Anyways, so.
Chat, she's calling me old.
Did you just say chat?
I did say chat.
Next question. What is your role for WEEM right now?
Right now, I'm a member of the programming staff, the podcast staff. I write announcements, and I do random side jobs for the sports and social media departments.
Yeah.
Due to my 5 class periods, I'm just kind of all over the place. I'm only a part of programming and podcast, but, you know, when randomly Layla or when the sports staff ask me to do something, I'm like, okay, because I'm here. So.
Especially Zion. Zion asks you for a lot of things.
I help out with Zion a lot because he's a new director. He needs the help.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm happy to give him assistance where he needs it.
Of course. So what has been your favorite part of senior year in radio?
My favorite part of senior year in radio, it's that moment where we get an episode out and I see that people are actually listening to it, not just from Pendleton, but sometimes from other states, other countries. It's nice to see that we're not just, you know, we're not just this small podcast that like 3 people listen to. Yeah. We'll have people from other countries tuning in to hear what we have to say. And while still not a large community of listeners, we still have a decent number of people that listen to each episode, either on YouTube or through the WEEM website.
Especially since, like, we are such a small town just in Indiana.
I mean, in Indiana, yes. I would not call Pendleton that small of a town, though.
Definitely, I mean, it's growing bigger.
It is growing bigger. Ingalls is definitely the smaller town, though.
But yes. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
So do you have a favorite memory of senior year all overall?
A favorite memory of senior year? Senior year's had its ups and downs. Definitely a highlight is the fact that we have 4 weeks left. 3 when this episode comes. Actually, no. When this episode comes out, we'll have 2 weeks left. We'll have 2 weeks left when this episode comes out.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. Thank you, Ghost camera runner, for holding up fingers. I can count, thank you though. But yes, we'll have 2 weeks left when this episode comes out, but currently we have 4 weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that would be really, it's really exciting. But then homecoming was definitely a highlight. Prom will probably be a highlight, which prom would have already happened when this episode comes out. Happens a few days after this episode comes out.
Yeah,
in like 3 days. So
yes.
Pretty hyped for that.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely would have to say that this year, like, maybe like the most memorable I could personally think of for all of us combined is homecoming, when we had our first ever WEEM float. And you know, just this year we've been very involved with each other, which I love a lot, because last year I did not know anyone from the other classes. What advice would you give to the upcoming intro kids or incoming?
First of all, I mean, be confident, but be ready to know or accept the fact you don't know everything that's going on.
Ask a lot of questions.
Ask questions, because that's very essential for learning how to do stuff. But then also don't sit there and be like, well, I didn't know. Take some charge.
Yeah.
And like either go ahead with something or go ahead and ask and clarify if you're not sure. Even if that person's not in your class period, text them or email them just to ask, like, hey, should we do this? Are we supposed to be doing this? Stuff like that.
Yeah, we've had a lot of emergency cases over this, the course of these 2 years where we've had to improvise, and that's because we didn't ask questions. So we definitely need to teach that to the incoming intro kids, especially. Don't do that. Don't be like us. Maybe. I don't know. What are you doing after high school?
After high school, I am going to Ball State in the fall. I'm going to join the Cardinals. Chirp, chirp. Mr. Whitehair loves when I do that. I'm going to join the Cardinals to do broadcast storytelling and literature.
Yay! Amazing. So, what are some things in high school that you have learned that you're going to take to college?
Something I'm going to take to college. Obviously, most of the stuff I've learned in radio I'm taking to college.
Obviously.
That's a lot of good skills to take with me. Then maybe just writing techniques.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the general stuff that I'm probably not going to use in college classes, but like stuff I'll just use outside of high school, like stuff I've learned in construction, history stuff. But yeah, for the most part in college, it's definitely going to be writing techniques and stuff I've learned in radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm about to start crying. What is the number one thing that you are going to miss once you leave?
Crying is not allowed in the studio, last I checked.
Well, that's too bad.
One of the things I'm going to miss is gotta be them school lunches. Just kidding. I am not going to be missing the school lunches. No offense.
So random.
But I am not the biggest fan of the school lunches. I'm not going to be missing that. I think it's just some of the people here at the high school, from teachers I've liked to go and talk to fellow students who are in grades younger than me. And those are the type of people who I'm going to kind of miss seeing. But of course, I mean, I can probably just like walk into the office, fill out a background check, and just kind of walk in, you know?
You can enter through the radio doors and stuff.
That's not legal. Not during school hours, I can't.
It's fine. I can get you in.
We do not promote, we do not condone illegal activities like trespassing in this studio. What would be the next question?
Wow. Okay. So you basically built this new era of the WEEM Weekly podcasts. The credit does go to most of you. So how much would you say it has grown this year since like square one when you started developing?
Well, I'd say it's grown a lot since when I started doing podcasts. I really had nothing because the director from last year, we thought he was still going to be in radio.
Yeah.
And he wasn't. So I came in with nothing, knowing how to do nothing, having nothing set up, no planning sheets, nothing to work off of. And I just kind of had to develop from scratch. I watched some of their old episodes to try and figure out a sequence they would do, but then built the framing. We've done a lot of advancement with video editing. Of course, that is not me. That goes to the assistant director, Brooklyn Schuyler.
Yay.
She very much advanced the video editing and graphics. Honestly, we would not have all of these episodes out if it wasn't for her video editing.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be great without her. So,
yeah, but we did have a lot of advancements in the podcast department due to just the work of two people, which is kind of insane to think about. Two people, and we managed to build quite a bit and change quite a bit. So I am quite proud of where podcasts has ended up, and I know it's going to keep changing the next few years. So
yeah. Just
like to see whatever remains from what I built.
Yeah, and honestly, with just you two just starting out, it really has grown into such a massive, important thing with WEEM. And we just need it a lot. So, and that's all thanks to you guys.
I mean, yeah, our build inspired Inside the Playbook for the sports staff, which is really nice.
It really did. So my final question for you is, what is your biggest goal after college? What are you planning to do?
Release multiple books and make them some, they don't have to be hits. They don't have to be worldwide hits, but at least big seller books. That is my goal.
Nothing too big like Harry Potter, but maybe a bit like,
I mean, I wouldn't complain if it got to the level of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But that's quite difficult. Harry Potter's like the most sold book series right behind the Bible. So,
yes.
You know, I don't know if I'll be able to get to that good, but
I mean, you never know.
Never know. Never know. That's a fair point. Mm-hmm. But some decent book selling books that make some nice money. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that is all the time we have here today. I quickly wanted to say thank you so much, Sam, for all that you have done for WEEM Weekly. Although we do have one more episode left, I am going to miss you dearly, and everyone else is going to miss you. I can assure you of that. Maybe not your sarcasm. No, I'm just kidding.
Yippee.
But anyways, thank you so much for coming in, Sam.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.